Coming up, we're going to be talking about the second season of Monsters at Work, a new update to Star Tours, and also a brand new Disney film that's heading to cinemas soon. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's time for a quick Disney Plus news roundup. Let's start off with talking about Monsters at Work, which is going to be returning for a second season. Now, the good news is we've got the first trailer for it, and it looks pretty cool, and it's kind of interesting to see what they're doing with this one, where essentially, you know, after the events of the first movie and the last season, you know, they've set up shop now trying to get laughter because it gets more energy than from scares. However, another company has set up and still kind of going back to the old business of going into scares. And Tyler kind of decides that he's meant to be scary, not funny, so therefore kind of goes into that one. And we get to see kind of maybe a little bit more of an issue, and they're all pulling on each side, and there's two different companies in trying to get energy. Yeah, got lots of characters in here that we've seen before, like Mike and Sully. There's also some characters coming back from the Monsters University show, which is pretty cool. The interesting thing with this show now is it's going to be running a little bit different to the first season, because it's no longer really technically a Disney Plus original anymore, especially not in the US, because it's going to be debuting on the Disney Channel on the 5th of April in the evening. So it's going to be like 8 o'clock at night, going to get a couple episodes, and then it's going to be moving to Saturdays for the next few weeks. And then we get the entire series dropping on Sunday the 5th of May on Disney Plus in the US. Don't yet know how this is going to work internationally, whether or not we're all just going to have to wait internationally till the May. Bit of an odd release schedule. Would have thought it would have been the same time, or Disney Plus would have got it first, because ironically, this show was one of the very first to be announced for Disney Plus, along with like Andor and like Loki in this one, were kind of the main ones that we knew about before it even had a name. But yeah, so it's gone to Disney Channel show first, which is a little bit odd. Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it. I think then I'm guessing we're going to get the whole lot at once, because they've already would have been out on the Disney Channel. A Sunday release as well. Just who knows? Disney just doing all kinds of weird stuff with their releases. But let us know. You're excited about Monsters at Work? Would love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about a brand new film called Young Woman and the Sea, which stars Daisy Ridley. So this film was originally going to be coming straight to Disney Plus. However, they feel it's too good, and therefore they're going to be putting it out in cinemas for a limited time for just over 2 weeks, from the 31st of May through to about the 14th of June. And it's in select cinemas in the US. Don't yet know if they're going to be putting it out in other countries. So this, I mean, I would imagine they're going to have to put it out in the UK, because it kind of is a British story, because the main story is all about a swimmer who is training for the Olympics and ends up swimming across the Channel, which is a 21-mile swim from France to England. We got our first look at this one. I think this is going to be pretty good. I mean, I like these kind of low-stakes kind of movies where, you know, lower budgets. I think with the Olympics coming up, it'll probably be in time then to arrive on Disney Plus. Don't know when. I would maybe guess maybe end of June, beginning of July. The fact it's only going to be in cinemas for 2 weeks, I think this is a good thing. Kind of just let it in there, let people see it, and get a little bit of extra cash, because I don't imagine the budget on this was too high. We'll also be interested to see Daisy Ridley in something else, rather than, because I'll be honest, I'm trying to think, I don't think I've seen her in anything other than Skywalker and Star Wars stuff. So yeah, be interesting what this one's happened. But I like the idea of Disney taking films that they think, you know, rather than put them straight onto streaming, put them out for limited runs, give them a couple of weeks, and then kind of go from there. I think that's probably a good thing. But let us know you're excited about this film. Let us know in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about Star Tours, an attraction that you can find at Walt Disney World. You can also find it in Disneyland and at Disneyland Paris. So this attraction is really cool. It's kind of like a simulator that you sit in and you get taken around the Star Wars universe. And they kind of made an upgrade to it a few years ago, where it can branch off and kind of give you different stories. So one time you go on it, you might go to Andor, and another one you might end up going to Hoth. And kind of breaks up, brings in different characters from different sort of films. They did a little bit of an update for The Last Skywalker, where you kind of got at Crait, which was like that salt planet of all the red stuff. They haven't really done an update for a while, but we're going to be getting three updates coming in on the 5th of April, where we're going to be getting scenes from The Mandalorian, Ahsoka, and Andor. I don't know how many scenes there is. We've got a little bit of a clip of going there from Ahsoka. I think this is good. I'm surprised it's taken them so long. I mean, to me, it's like they could have got like a Mandalorian one out in the first season or the second season. It just feels like they've taken so long to do it. Also, this summer, There's going to be the Season of the Force again at Disneyland California. So we'll be giving everything like a Star Wars overlay, including Hyperspace Mountain, which I've done it in Hong Kong Disneyland. Loved it there. So yeah, nice to see that one coming back. Star Tours is one of my favorite attractions. Always love going on it. And it's one of those attractions where you can go on it multiple times because there's like 200 plus different alternate versions where you can go. So you shouldn't really have the same ride again. But I used to love it even back when they didn't even do that. But what's even funnier is when you do it in like in France or anything like that, or you do it in another country and it's not in English. And so therefore you get like C-3PO saying stuff. It's just fun, but it doesn't matter. It's Star Wars. But nevertheless, are you excited about these updates? Are you going to be checking out next time you go to the parks? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. In our question of the day, which comes from Nikki Help, which is, what about DVD releases? Not all of us can afford those, you know. And this is in reference to the news of Andor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Moon Knight, and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier coming to Blu-ray and 4K. So I thought this was interesting because the idea of them printing out on DVD, obviously they are generally cheaper than Blu-ray and especially 4K DVDs, etc. But I kind of want to address this because I think the reason is they have not done this is that DVD is a very old technology and it has been essentially superseded twice, Blu-ray and then 4K. It's not the best quality of them all, but obviously it's cheaper. And these items that they're putting out there in steelbooks, they come with extra items. These are for collectors. These are for people that want physical collections. And generally, they're the ones that want the best quality available. Putting out like Mandalorian and stuff like that on DVD is cheaper. And they don't really want to do that. This isn't what this market is aimed at. And we're really seeing the whole thing with physical media moving away from, you know, DVDs because and going to niche market. And it's a little bit like how, you know, vinyl, people collect vinyl. You don't really see people now necessarily kind of collecting CDs in the same way that they used to, because vinyl is the kind of the more collector's thing. Because if you want to listen to it easily, you can obviously just use like Spotify or something like that. And it's a bit like that with these ones. So while DVDs I know are a lot cheaper and people still collect them and buy them and stuff, but most of the time now they're aiming at a niche collector's market who want the best quality, and DVD is just not something that they can sell enough of in order to make it worthwhile doing. And even these numbers for these ones, I suspect they're gonna be quite low because, yeah, the market for physical media is drastically reduced, but I'm loving the fact that they're bringing these out. I think this is great because collectors want them and there's money to be made. I mean, there's still a niche market for it, so why not release them? And that makes sense. Hopefully as well, we'll get some more Disney Plus original series coming out soon, but definitely seem to be going with the Marvel and Star Wars stuff seems to be hitting the mark. But let us know, would you be picking these up? Do you still buy DVDs? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Laters.